Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahi, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तुमा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ही सो अनिर्वाच्य विद्या द्वितय सचिवस्य प्रभवतो विवर्ता यस्य येते वियत अनिल तेजो वनवन अवनयः यतश्चाभूत् विश्वं चरम अचरम उच्चावचमिदं Namamastat Brahma Parimita Sukha Jnanamamrutam. There he said, Anirvachya Avidya Dvitaya Sachivasya. Now, Anirvachya Avidya, Avidya can be, we said, Mula Avidya, Tura Avidya, so Dvitaya too. Or you can take for that same, Avidya Dvitaya, Avidya, Avidya, the power, two powers of Avidya, which is Avarna Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti. So both the powers, that meaning also you can take. Incidentally it came in. So that meaning also, Avarana Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti also can be understood for Dvitaya. The two powers of Avidya. Instead of Mula Avidya and Tula Avidya. The Avidya which covers the ignorance which covers the self, and the ignorance which covers the true nature of each of the object. Shadbhir Angaihi Upetaya Shashvataya. Okay. Martanda Tilakaswami Mahaganapati Invayam Vishwavandya Namasyama Sarvasiddhi Vidhayinaha. Martanda Tilakaswamin Mahaganapati Invayam Vishwavandya Namasyama Sarvasiddhi Vidhayinaha. Martanda Aditya, sun god. Martanda. Then Tilakaswami means Kartikeya Bhagavan. Lord who likes Tilaka, the sign in the forehead. So Tilaka, one who likes that kind of sign in his forehead, that kind of Swami, that Kartikeya. And Maha Ganapati, Ganesha, Lord Ganesha. Vayam Vishwavandiyan Namasyamaha. We salute them. Why should we salute? They are one who should be, for one should have to praise, one should have to give salutations to, if you want something to be accomplished. Sarva Siddhi Vidhayina, because they are the gods who will give, who has the power to give all the accomplishments, all the Siddhis. So, then I salute for this book to get completed. Then, Brahma Sutra Krute Tasmai Vedavyasaya Vedase Jnana Shakti Avataraya Namo Bhagavato Harehe. Brahma Sutra Krute Tasmai Vedavyasaya Vedase Jnana Shakti Avataraya Namo Bhagavato Hare. Brahma Sutra Krute, then he comes to the writer, the author of Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra Krute Tasmai, the one who has to him, unto him, Tasmai, unto him, to whom Brahma Sutra Krute, one who is the author of Brahma Sutra. Who is that? Veda Vyasaya. One who is called as Veda Vyasa, to him Vedase. Who is the form of the Vedas itself? One who is knowledgeable, to him Jnana Shakti Avataraya. And who is the embodiment, who is the avatara of incarnation of the శివ విష్ణు హరేహే భగవతో హరేహే అవతారాయ భగవతో హరేహే అవతారాయ వన్ హూ ఇస్ ది ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ విష్ణు వన్ హూ ఇస్ ది ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ విష్ణు టు హిమ్ టు దట్ వేద వ్యాస నమః వన్ హూ ఇస్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్కార్నేషన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ విష్ణు టు దట్ వేద వ్యాస ఐ సల్యూట్ Now we have discussed Veda Vyasa, the Vyasa to be a seat, and this Veda Vyasa is Krishna Dvaipayana. We have already discussed about him. Natva Vishuddha Vijnanam Shankaram Karunakaram Bhashyam Prasanna Gambhiram Tat Pranitam Vibhajyate. Then in order we come to the Bhagavan Bhashyakara. The one who has written Bhashya to this sutra. Natva Vishuddha Vijnanam. Natva saluting. Saluting whom? What? Vishuddha Vijnanam. The knowledge. Jnanam is knowledge. Vijnanam is Vishesha Jnanam. Here, this is, what is the Vishesha Jnana here? The knowledge which you gain from the Shastras is the Jnana, and the experience of it thereof is Vijnana. So, that Vijnana which is Vishuddha Vijnana, which is pure knowledge embodiment, Natva, who? Shankaram. Who is the incarnation of Lord Ishvara himself, Shiva himself. To that Ishvara, and what kind of person he see? Karunakaram. He is Karunakara. He is the ocean of compassion. He is the abode of compassion. That person who is compassion itself to him, and who, what did he do? See, compassion, if you call him ocean of compassion, or if you see him to be abode of compassion, you should have seen some compassion in him. What is the compassion you have seen? Bhashyam prasanna gambhiram tat pranitam. That bhashya itself, which is prasanna gambhiram, it is prasanna, it is that which will give you satisfaction, happiness to your mind, to your heart. But at the same time it is gambhiram, very 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 strong, very solid. It is not soft which gives you happiness. It is very solid which gives you happiness. It is not just that which is, see, something which is solid can give you happiness. Solid can give you troubles also. But here it is this prasanna gambhiram, it gives happiness to your mind, heart, and it is very solid also, very beautiful also. That tat pranitam, which is written by him, vibhajyate, I comment upon that bhashya which is written by him, which is a very beautiful thing. So I will comment upon him. Prasanna gambhiram means it is prasannam, it is that which gives happiness to your heart, because of what? Because it is very simple. The style of writing is very simple, therefore it is prasanna. It is that which brings happiness to your heart. And it has a very very solid standpoint, right? The In that beautiful simple writing, he is not presenting something which is very simple. He is presenting something which is very difficult to understand. That kind of idea, he is presenting it in a very simple way. Difficult idea, he is presenting in a very simple way. Okay. Now, we have saluted Bhagavan Vyasa. Then we have also saluted Bhagavan Bhashyakara. Now, okay, they have written, and you yourself accept them to be very knowledgeable. Vishuddha vijnanam, then for him Vedase. Ajnana shakti avataraya, you yourself accept them to be embodiment of knowledge. So saluting them or their writing text is right. There is nothing wrong in it. They are knowledge embodiment. They have written the sutra or bhashya. It's right. But who are you? What is your eligibility? Why are you writing this? Writing, commenting upon those people who are embodiment of knowledge. The work of those people who are embodiment of knowledge. Why are you writing on it? Why are you commenting upon this? He says, yes, I am vibhachate. I am commenting upon this because acharya kriti niveshanam apyavadhrutam vachosmadadinam ratyodakam iva ganga pravahapatah pavitrayati. Acharya kriti niveshanam api avadhrutam vachah asmadadinam ratyodakam iva ganga pravahapatah pavitrayati. What is your eligibility to write? Sorry, I don't have any eligibility. Then why are you writing? Without any eligibility, if you write, it's useless. If you say you have eligibility, then they'll say you are egotist. But here he says, I have some. It is not that I don't have. I have some eligibility, but still, maybe not because, not to comment upon Bhagavan Bhashyakara. But still, there is nothing wrong. You see, if you don't have eligibility, you should not write. But if you don't see, there is nothing wrong in this. Even if I write upon, comment upon Bhagavan Bhashyakara, though it is Prasanna Gambhiram, it is something which is very beautiful and a very solid idea, that even if I comment upon, there is nothing wrong. How he gives an example to qualify is exemplified. He says, Ratyodakamiva Ganga Pravaha Pataha Pavitrayati. Ratyodakamiva, the water from the sewage line, this is what happens here. The water from the sewage line, gutter, the rain water, or all the small streams which come from the hills, they all come and confluence in the Ganga. They combine in the Ganga. They come and fall into Ganga. Now what happens? What do you call that water which is coming in the flow of Ganga? We'll call it Ganga also. It is just rain water which has mixed with Ganga, but still it is Ganga. It is sewage water which is mixed with Ganga, but still it is Ganga. These kind of even cheaper things, when it mixes with this beautiful thing, it becomes sacred. In the same way, my words also, maybe it is not worth, but still, since I am commenting upon this bhashya, it also becomes sacred. That is what his idea is. Vacho asmadadinam, our words also, avadhrutam vachaha, which is not that which can be said to be very great or things like that, but still acharya kriti niveshanam api. So acharya kriti niveshanam, if one is commenting upon this bhashya which is written by acharya Bhagavan Bhashyakara, then that also becomes purified. That is always pure, sacred. My words which are commenting upon those words also become pure. So to purify my mind, my words, I am writing upon this. Atha yad asandigdham aprayojanam cha na tad prekshavad pratipitsa gocharah. Atha, now he is introducing the bhashya. For that he is giving commentary. Atha yad asandigdham aprayojanam cha. Atha yad asandigdham. Atha, next, he starts with Atha, next. Yad asandigdham aprayojanam cha, that on which there is no doubt. Asandigdham, there is no doubt. Aprayojanam cha, which is useless. The purport of whatever you are starting is useless. no one who is tat prekshavat prativitsa agocharah na tat prekshavat prativitsa agocharah, that is not gocharah, that is not a means which a prekshavat, a person who has the mind to inquire into things, that kind of logical mind, that kind of intelligent mind, that will not involve itself in these kind of useless and that in which there is no doubt, in that kind of job this intelligent person will not involve himself. Why do you say it is asandigdham, there is no doubt about it and it is useless? Like this yatha, like this samanaska indriya sannikrishtah sphita aloka madhyavarti ghatah karata dantava tathacha idam brahmeti vyapaka viruddha upalabdhi. Yatha, like he is giving samanaska indriya sannikrishtah indriyarth sannikarsham janyam jnanam pratyaksham. The worldly pratyaksha, this is what is accepted by the Nayayakans. Indriya artha sannikarsham janyam jnanam. Indriya, the sense organs, artha, the sense objects, when they meet, when they come into contact, that knowledge which you gain because of that is pratyaksha. Indriya sannikarsha janyam jnanam pratyaksham. But your sense organ, eye is there, it is open, your ears are open, you are sitting in the class, but you are hearing nothing. You have the eyes, you are able to see, but you don't see anything. Say, I didn't see. Why? Your mind is not involved in that. So, he is removing that error also. Samanaska indriya sannikrishtaha. Samanaska indriya sannikrishtaha. That for whom the mind is under control, with that mind, indriya sannikrishtaha, that indriya, that which is closer to the indriya, that which is in front of sannikrishta is closer, which is in front of the sense organ, sphita aloka madhyavarti ghataha. And I have the mind proper and the sense organ is also proper, but it is very dark. Even though the object is existing there, I will not be able to see. So to negate that, he says sphita aloka madhyavarti, that object ghataha, that pot which is bathing in beautiful light, very bright light, that pot, that is asandigdham, there is no doubt, is it pot or not? You will not have any doubt. If your sense organ is right, it is placed in front of you, you see it is pot, you understand it is pot. You will not have any doubt. It is asandigdham, there is no doubt in it. Then, second, in that kind of doubtless thing, this knowledgeable one will not start inquiring. Oh, is it pot or is it caught? Let me start inquiring. He will not do that. There is no doubt in it. One. Two, if it is useless, like water, karata dantava, like the teeth in the crow's mouth. What is the use? Whether it has teeth or not, knowing that, what will you do? It will not give me realization. For realization of the self thought. For that reason we are discussing. We are not discussing, oh, that is also not useless. You will at least have a knowledge. The crow has a teeth or not. The scientists do it. So we are not talking about that external inquiry. We are talking about the inquiry into itself. So this fellow will not be, this knowledgeable one will not involve himself in this kind of useless job. Okay. Tatha. But those things are useless. Fine. Those things are useless. But Brahman, I am talking about Brahman. If you say Tatha Chaidam, this also is the same. Inquiry into the self also falls in this same standard. Why? It is useless. And there is no doubt because it is useless. I have my clear knowledge about myself. Therefore, it is useless. He says, ब्रह्मेति व्यापक विरुद्ध उपलब्धि. सो इन द सेम वे दिस व्यापक विरुद्ध दिस इज वन ऑफ द अनुपलब्धि. दिस इज बुद्धिस्ट वर्ड व्यापक विरुद्ध उपलब्धि. In Dharmakirti's Buddhist text, there he has accepted three kinds of anupalabdhi. So, and in the Vyapaka Viruddha Upalabdhi itself, there he has accepted three kinds of Natra, Tusha, Sparsho, Vanheriti. So, among the 11 types of anupalabdhi, the reasons for anupalabdhi, not anupalabdhi, because anupalabdhi absence, we have accepted it to be four. So, among the 11 hetus, 11 reasons to understand the anupalabdhi, he accepts one to be vyapaka viruddha. So, vyapaka viruddha upalabdhi. That is what he says. Vyapaka viruddha upalabdhi. Tathahi, how? Just by saying, it is like that, it is also in the same way, this inquiry into self is also the same. It is, there is no doubt in it or there is no use in it. Why? How? You have to prove that also. Not just saying. Na pratijna matrena vastu siddhi. Not just by saying you can prove something. You have to prove through logic. So, it is tathahi. Brahatvat, brahmanatvat, atmaiva brahmeti giyate. Brahatvat, brahmanatvat, tat brahmetyabhi giyate. Vishnu Purana says. Bratvat Brahmanatvat in Bhashya also, Bhagavan Bhashyakara has said, Bratvat Brahmanatvat Atmaiva Brahmeti Giyate. Bratvat, since it is all pervading, it is bigger, it is all pervading, this Atma Eva is itself Brahmeti Giyate, is referred to as Brahman, is sung as Brahman, is said to be Brahman. So, Atma and Brahman are not different. This is what the Purana says, the Shruti says.